Rage on that beat, going crazy.
Tiered seating with plastic chairs become visible as we travel from the concession stand back to the stands. Boos and outrage intensify the closer we get.
I know, this isn't what everyone was expecting, especially at this point in the season. However, it's for the best. We take the health and safety of our players, staff, and you, the fans, as a priority around here.
The announcer continues through the stadium, alerting the end of the basketball season until further notice.
Tonight, sit back, jump up, go crazy, and enjoy one of the best games this season.
Cinnamon and sugar penetrate my palate as I inhale a cup full of pretzels. We double dipping now, I tease Cam, who's robbing me of icing.
Yep, just like you do to me with everything I eat.
He exaggerates my need to take anything from him. My guy was a little comedian. That's what we call parent privileges, boy. The buzzer rings, signaling the end. Los Angeles dominated the scoreboard. Randall throws his thumb back, indicating that I meet him at the exit towards the locker room. He should be celebrating with the team. His contribution of 59 points to the 102 points is huge, considering the losing team has the best record in the league.
Rocking left to right, Benji stands behind me, palming my waist, gliding with every movement of my body. Deep breath, deep breath, deep, deep breath, I tell myself. Applying pressure to the countertop isn't easing the pain. Chelsea and Imani aren't helping the pain. Those damn brothers definitely enhance the pain. That's what your ass get, Rick. All that making fun of Chelsea is haunting your ass back. Shut the fuck up, Sean. I didn't ask you for... Oosa. This contraction is taking a sharp turn into the lower ends of my abdomen. I crouch down, placing a knee to the carpet. Benji follows with both knees.
Shh. It's okay, baby. Sit down.